Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Campus Book Mart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Book Mart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
Four free record on my count. Seven, six, five, four, three, two. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Full crew is here. It is Ladies Day on the Eagle Hour. We're going to have track and field star Kania Seals join us just a bit. We've got one of the great Lady Eagle basketball players of all time, Malia Grayson, here in the studio with us. And had I thought about it, I would have notified Kelly it was Ladies Day, Dima. He could have worn his little pink short outfit to work.
I was fixing to say, I'm surprised Kelly's even allowed to be in here for Ladies Day because they generally run away from him. So.
Yes, well, they do. Well, Malia's been around him before, so she knows what to do.
But there is a partition.
Yes, that is right.
She's keeping her distance.
Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, as it is every day. And again, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. All right, in an era of college athletics where you see players that have played at three different schools in 3 different years, in and out from one school to the other, jumping from any NIL deal to another they can, Malia Grayson is an example of the way it used to be, and we're happy to say. She has been nothing but loyal to her city, to her program, to her university, and starts her senior year in what will be, we know, a big year. And Malia, there's no question, will go down as one of the great Lady Eagles of all time. Malia, we're always happy to have you on the show. It's not your first time by any stretch to be on the Eagle Hour. But I do want to ask you, what, in an era of transfers and NIL and all the things that have turned college sports on its ear, and I know, I'm not going to put you on a spot here, but I know you've had offers and opportunities. So what has made you take the different road and be loyal to Southern Miss and the city of Hattiesburg?
Right. Thank you, though, for allowing me to be on here. But I'll say, you know, I've had, before I made my decision on like where I did want to go to school at, I had plenty of opportunities in different states to be able to, you know, continue my collegiate and basketball. But I thought, you know, just being here, staying home, being a hometown kid, it just was something that I felt that was different to be able to stand out, you know, in my city and to continue to, you know, show kids that's from here also, you know, that they can do the same thing that I'm doing here today and just to, you know, give them hope that they can do anything that they want to do.
And it's worked out great for you, obviously, 1,195 points. So you're in the top 20 of all-time scorers. So you look back, no regrets at all, I'm gathering, because I've been around you a lot the last few years, and you just seem to be a happy young lady.
Yeah, I am. I don't regret anything about the decision that I've made. I've met, you know, so many great coaches, so many great teammates that I've had in the years that I've been here, and, you know, just different opportunities, you know, to be able to grow in different areas with my teammates, my coaches, my family still, you know, still being able to be here around them. It's just been great, you know, to be able to still be here.
All right, and so you're honored this week. I think very fittingly, you and a young lady, I believe, from William Carey, mm-hmm. Were basically named ambassadors for the city of Hattiesburg. You got yourself an NIL deal out of it. But how did that come about? When did you find out about this?
So I actually found out about it probably maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Coming to me, they were telling me something about we were wanting to do something with the city or whatever. But especially, you know, me just being an ambassador for the city and being able to promote different things that's going on here in the city, to, you know, reach other groups and people, you know, that don't see everything, people from on that's on my platform and also the other young ladies' platform, you know, to be able to, like, everybody, you know, in the city to be able to see it, even, like, you know, promoting the college students to be able, you know, to be that's here or wherever they're from, you know, to be able to know what's going on in our city. And also just being able to, you know, try to promote kids that's from the area to, you know, want to be able to go to school in Mississippi, stay in Hattiesburg, or, you know, go to Southern Miss, William Carey, any of the, you know, surrounding area schools that we have that's for that when you do go to college. But, you know, right, just trying to, you know, promote the different stuff that's going on here in Hattiesburg.
And the cash is nice.
Yes, it is, but we won't get into that.
Well, she's earned it,
man. No, for sure. But Malia, I want to ask you about the pro level. The WNBA has certainly come into focus big time this year. Whether it's Caitlin Clark's doing or not, mm-hmm. there are some players in the league that kind of get upset about the whole situation and the notion that it was Caitlin Clark or whatever. But the bottom line is, it's good for everybody, isn't it? Why would any of the players be against, you know, more women having an opportunity and with expansion on the horizon, more women can play in the league? I just can't imagine why any player would be against what's going on.
Right. I think, you know, with the people that are bringing in, you know, the crowds, the new fan bases and stuff like that, I think it's a great thing for us with women's sports. You know, it's came a long way from where it used to be no fans to now we have selling out arenas and different stuff like that. You know, it's just more opportunities that's coming about for the women's side of basketball, and people are able to, you know, make more and do more, have different, you know, sponsorships, just a lot of different stuff, you know, that's coming out of it that's really good for us, actually.
I wanted to ask you about Coach McNeilis, because it's just always interesting to hear from a player's perspective. Mm-hmm. If I had to describe her in one word, I would say fighter. How would you describe her?
I say tough. And, you know, she's you know, been through so much over the time that I've been here, you know, with her battling cancer and stuff like that. But just to see her, you know, every day and still able to, you know, push through all the different stuff that she's fighting through each and every day, it's amazing. You know, it puts something in me, too, you know, to be like, if she can go through all of this, then, like, I shouldn't be complaining at all. You know what I'm saying? So she's a great human being to, you know, be around and to learn from each and every day.
And I know she's very strong in her faith, and I know that she portrays that to you all. I'm right. curious to see her, kind of like what you were just talking about, to see her in the way that she walks through adversity. How does that just help the team even more?
I think, you know, us seeing, like, how she's able to, you know, get through each and every day, it's like a spark for all of us. Because, like, I can say, like, some days when she's not there, it's like we're not how we should be. But the days that we are there, it's like, wow, like, where did that come from? Like, we should be doing this, you know, every day. Like, we know how much potential that we have. And it's like when she's there, it's like something else just clicks for us.
Has it sunk in yet, Malia, that this is it? This is your senior year? There is no tomorrow after this? And I know that the dream is to play in the WNBA, but
right.
you're getting ready for the last hurrah here.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, you know, Coach, she told me one day, she's like, you have 170 some more days left. And I'm just like, wow. It's like, it feels like yesterday when I I literally just got on campus or whatever. But I'm excited about this year, actually. And I think, you know, with me and the new team that we have, it's going to be a lot of a good that comes out of it.
I'm looking forward, Bob, to the Arkansas State rematch where we got to, you know, fisticuffs with Arkansas State. Malia, we should have just taken them out right yeah. there and then and no. wiped them off the face.
Well, speaking of last year, guys, listen to this. Malia had double figures in 26 games, reached 20 points three times, pulled down double-digit rebounds in 12 games, recorded 11 double-doubles, blocked three or more shots in five games, scored 430 points, connected on 177 of 328 field goals, had 284 rebounds, 29 assists, 40 blocks, 23 steals. Do you think, can you pick it up a little bit your senior year, Malia?
I can, actually. No, I got a little bit more in the tank.
That's quite a year.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
I thought toward the end of the year, too, you were playing the best basketball I've ever seen you play. Did you feel that way last year?
I did. I felt like we were all playing, like, such good basketball. It was just – everything was just clicking for us, especially, you know, we got down to the seven players that we did have for the WNIT tournament. But it felt good coming from everybody.
We know you have practice. We're going to ask you to stay just a few more minutes after the break. Is that okay? We'll get you out in plenty of time for practice. Is that
okay.
good?
Yes, sir.
But I do want to ask you about that because I really hadn't thought about that. But that was remarkable last year. The team was down to seven players.
The Magnificent Seven.
Yes, and was winning
right.
postseason basketball.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk more about the Arkansas State fight.
Malik, you weren't involved in that directly, were you?
Nah, I wasn't involved.
Well, when you
lucky for Arkansas State.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've got the great Malia Grayson in the studio with us. Still to come, Kania Seals. You know her by any chance? Shrek and Field, the star on the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, I have heard about her.
Okay. We're going to talk to her later, but we're going to finish our conversation with Malia next. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. This segment by Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street, where you can buy all your Southern Miss apparel, including Lady Eagle apparel. Get ready for Christmas. Make a visit to Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street. Tell Miss Kathleen the guys from the Eagle Hour set hello. Going to continue our conversation with Malia Grayson. Coach going to be a little mad at us for keeping you here, Malia, but just a reminder that we were promoting the basketball program, and I think she'll understand. All right, a lot of new players on the team this year. Kind of give us an overview of what you see right now and what you think fans should expect, what type of play fans should expect to see from this year's squad.
You know, I say still the same type of, you know, play that we've normally had, you know, the inside and out type of play. A lot more outside threats this year. Being able to, you know, open up the inside more and, you know, being able to knock down shots from the outside, it opens up everything more.
Yeah. I thought you really hit your stride the end of last year. And then you guys get into this odd situation. I don't guess I've ever seen this before, where you got down to seven players in the postseason and you're winning games with seven players. Well, talk about that a little bit.
I just say toughness. You know, I think the ones that – you know, that wanted to play, they gave it all they could, and, you know, we were coming out on top until, you know, we just hit that wall that we hit. And but I think in that we had a great run and we were able to, you know, learn different things and just see a different side of what Lady Eagle basketball is too.
Mm-hmm. I know that one thing Coach has talked to me about your game is that you know, she wants you on the floor as much as you can be. You know, she wants right. you to stay out of foul trouble. You know, I know you work really hard on your conditioning is what she's told me. This year, that's going to be more important than ever for you to be on the floor.
Right. Yeah, this, you know, being the last one to come, as much as possible, you know, trying to stay on the floor, being out there for my teammates, especially with me, you know, taking on a role, a leadership role this year and coaching – and doing the different things, you know, that I hadn't done in the past, it's going to be a lot for me. But I think I'm going to be able to, you know, knock that task out.
Something I know that Kelly talks about a lot is the length of basketball season. Starts in beginning of November, ends all the way in March. I mean, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about off air about the practicing that y'all do as far as conditioning work. How important is it for a team to be conditioned with that length of a season? It's obviously important in basketball, but it seems like the season just gets longer and longer each year. And then, you know, you get to the end, like you're saying, and you only have seven players. It was so important for y'all to be conditioned at the end there.
Right. Conditioning is very key, you know, being able – the length of the games that we have and how many games that we have, you know, it's very important. You know, the more we can run, the more we can run teams out. So, but it's very important, you know, to be able to, you know, be conditioned throughout the season.
How much do you guys work on that this time of the year? Is that a big part of practice?
Yeah, we've actually been having like extra conditioning like outside of practice, like after practice, mm-hmm. with our strength and conditioning coach.
I see. Is Coach McNellis taking a little easier on you guys so far this year?
She's about the same. I say she's about the same still.
That's not easy.
Not easy.
So as part of the NIL deal, are you gonna like have to go to certain events and shake hands and kind of tell us? You talked about being an ambassador, but mm-hmm. define that for us. What does that mean?
Right. I'll be, you know, go out to events that I'm promoting, being able to, you know, record videos, upload different things to my social media, and, you know, just being able to promote it in different ways, going out to events, doing
She's
different things.
She's the perfect
like that.
Person for that.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no question.
Homegrown, and like I said, make the decision to stay here.
And there's
here.
A young lady from Carrie's basketball program. Am I right?
Soccer
mm-hmm. program. She'll be doing, I guess, basically the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've seen a lot of changes in college sports in your 4 years, haven't you?
I have.
So give us your overview of the way college athletics are now with all of the transferring and the NIL thing. The NIL thing can be good, obviously, but, you know, how tough is it every year, Malia, to basically be looking at all these new teammates because of the movement of athletes so prominently now in college athletics?
I think it's a good and a good and kind of not a good thing, but I think, you know, for those that, you know, actually need the transfer portal, it's good for those that actually need, you know, to be able to be in it and to go somewhere that's actually a great place for them that finds like a great fit for them. But I mean, it's a good thing. But sometimes, you know, some kids, they like just go just to go when mm-hmm. they really don't have to go, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's just it really all depends on the situation.
Okay. When some of those kids last year left the team at the end of the season, I guess they entered the portal. We never did understand totally what happened, but What was the atmosphere like on the team between the players that stayed and the players that left? I mean, did everybody leave friends? Was there any resentment that they left with only seven of you guys left? Or are you teammates and you just wish them well on their next adventure?
Yeah, I just, you know, wish them well. You know, whatever, you know, is the best thing that's for them, that's what's good for them. So, you know, never, you know, beat anybody up about it. You know, it's just, you know, whatever is best for them is best for them.
You talked about wanting to play in the NBA, and I think most people, most athletes in college want to play at the whatever pro level. But what do you have to pick up in your game, Malia, to be able to get that attention at the next level? And what are you going to work on for this season?
I'll say, you know, me just really just taking care of my body and just staying in top shape as I can be, because my game it's reached its peak. Just about, and it's getting
there.
So I think me, you know, just taking care of my body and staying in the best shape that I can be, I think that's what's going to have me at that next level.
At the last year at the fight that we keep referencing against Arkansas State.
Brown.
Yes, I was at that game. I think both of y'all were at that game. Yeah. Did you see a certain person, it looks like this figure sitting next to me, getting carried out by security at that game? Because I think I saw it. Did you see Mr. Bob?
I think I did. Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah.
I'm surprised you saw that person, because it took six of them to carry me out.
Yeah, yeah. He was obnoxious, wasn't he, Malia? Kelly?
Oh, my goodness.
Had you ever been in anything like that before?
that was probably my first one like that, probably.
Mm-hmm. But you really didn't get involved in it,
nah,
did you?
No, nah, it wasn't. I was more so, you know, trying to break it up.
Yeah, you just didn't have any interest in getting involved. But nah. I'm going to be honest with you now, guys. Let's just call it like it is. That was started by a player on Arkansas State. That wasn't started by a Southern Miss player.
They, like, knocked Dom over and, like, stood over her, and then it got all physical.
See, that's the last person you probably, if you had any sense, would knock over would have been Dom Davis. Am I right about that, Malay?
I think you are pretty much right about that.
but that guard for Arkansas State was, like, wearing her the whole game, you know, and it was getting a little bit, you know, physical beforehand, and so it didn't surprise me that it wound up like that.
Yeah,
and didn't surprise me that I wound up being escorted out.
That's the part that didn't surprise me. Now, she's gone. Dom's gone. She's playing in Europe. And, you know, with her on the floor and you on the floor, it was really hard, if at all possible, for opponents to focus completely on either one of you, because either one of you could hurt the other team. But with her gone, do you expect to see a lot more double teams, maybe even triple teams on you this year?
I'll say yes and no. I think, you know, we have other players, you know, that we have here that, you know, going to step up to the plate and being able to, you know, do what they need to do and make shots from the outside to, you know, be able to create inside looks from everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it is going to be probably a little bit tougher, but I think I have great teammates, you know, that's going to, you know, be able to be threats.
Including, am I right, Miss Kentucky basketball is on the team here this year?
Yes, sir.
What is one player that Southern Miss fans might not know of yet that you're like, you better watch out for her?
Ja'Coria Bracey.
Why her?
She's just a dog, man. Like, but when she gets going, it's just like where have you been at? Like, it's crazy. Her game is, like, so tough.
Yeah, is she the kid from Drew? Am I wrong about that?
Yes.
She is from Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She is a baller, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah, she's the transfer from Ole Miss, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she'll be a really big player on the team this year.
Oh, yeah.
But we know who the number one player is going to be, and we're really glad that you came and spent 30 minutes with us today. And our apologies to Coach for keeping you longer than we promised, but we don't get you here often. We were going to take full advantage of it while you were here.
Well, you're going to have to run laps now, Bob. Coach McNellis will make you run laps.
By the way, are you allowed back in the gymnasium after your behavior last year?
Oh, yeah, my ankle bracelet was taken off a couple of months ago.
Okay, keep your eye on him, Malia, would you please? If you have any problems out of him, you can get in touch with me and we'll try to address it. Hey, congratulations. I can't think of anybody that deserved an NIL deal more than you, and I'm really happy that you got it and really look forward to watching you play this year.
Thank you.
All right, Malia Grayson, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kania Seals. We're going to switch gears. Do a little track and field. She's a sprinter, Kelly, what you did back when you were in college. 100 meter, 200 meters.
Yeah, I would walk that maybe between
we'll
classes.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. Want to thank Malia Grayson. Such a just a joy to be around that kid every time we are. And just such an example. I'm really happy to hear that that she got some NIL money. Very much deserved. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you do every month. That's where you listen to us. You can hear us on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment of our show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill in the Shadow of the Rock. Great place to catch the next Southern Miss athletic event, and great place to have lunch or dinner with your friends. All right, our next guest, we continue with Ladies' Day. Pania Seals is a member of the Southern Miss track and field team, and also I've learned is a fitness trainer at Anatomies. My wife is actually in one of her classes.
Oh, well, no wonder I've never met her.
Is that would be a good reason why you've never met her, Kelly. Kania, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on the program.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm super excited to be speaking with y'all today.
Well, good for you. We're glad to have you. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is the success of the track and field program. I mean, you know, everybody thinks of baseball, but, you know, track and field has – you guys have really, really done well in recent years. You got good coaches, good athletes, and y'all been on quite a run, Kania.
Yes, sir, we have. I actually just graduated in May, but I have been on the team – well, I was on the team for the last 3 years.
Right.
And my first year there, actually, we won indoor conference.
Right.
And that was it was a really big thing. I was really happy to be a part of that because there is a lot of hard work that goes on with the support of our teams and our coaches and our supporters who have the same goals as us.
Right. John Stewart's done a really good job, and you're right. That was a big, big moment for track and field when you guys won this. Now, correct me anywhere that I'm wrong, but you're a talented athlete, but primarily you're a sprinter. Am I correct about that?
Yes, sir.
All right, 60, 100, 200, 400 meters, is that right?
Almost, except for that last one, okay?
Okay.
That 400, we haven't been the best of friends, but I have been on 4x4 relays.
That is the most exciting event in track and field, the 4x100 relay. Why is that, Kania? Why is it so popular?
It's, well, you get a full lap around the track. And so with the big stagger that you start on with the 400, you can kind of see everybody's race. So you'll have somebody in front going around the first backstretch, and then you're just able to see everybody's speed change, how they're going to fight to the end. It's just very exciting to watch.
All right. Now, 100 meters, you could take any of the three of us and what, give us about a 70-meter head start and still win the race. Would you say that's probably fair?
Yeah, I would say it's fair, but we can't know until we try.
I've never been real popular with track runners, Bob, because I've always asked young ladies if they want to take a trip around the track with me, a lap around the track with me, and they
say no.
They do.
That's crazy.
Totally understandable. Completely. All right. Of all those events, what is your favorite? What was your favorite, Kania?
Honestly, it has changed since. Well, I've been running since my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. So then it was the 100 meter, but I've always had a better race plan with the 200. So I have had bigger PRs, bigger time drops. But of course, I don't like running that over the 100.
Yeah. All right. How much running on a given week did you do to stay in shape?
Oh, we were 5 to 6 days a week. At my first school, Murray State, that's where I went my freshman and sophomore year.
Who are the racers, by the way?
Yes, the racers.
That's right.
So, yeah, my coach, Adam Kiesler, he was a volume guy. So every, at least twice a week, we were getting at least 1,500 to 2,000 meters in one practice.
How much is that? That 2,000 meters is how many miles, Damon? You're supposed to be smart.
Three?
Yeah, so that's like a mile and a half.
Well, that's not too bad.
The fact that you didn't even start running until your senior year in high school must have led somebody to believe that you could do this and do it well. How did you get started, albeit late as you did?
Okay, this is a funny story. So I actually first learned about track when I was in middle school. And my world history teacher was like, we have track tryouts. Whoever wants to come try out. So I get out there, and she separates us into sprinters and cross country. I knew I was fast. I knew I had speed, but I didn't exactly know the difference between sprinting and cross country at the time. So I went with the cross country, and she said run like 4 laps. So I took off running fast, and I was like, yeah, I got this, but I'm getting real tired. And so I realized, yeah, we was running a little bit longer than I expected to. And, you know, it's a different energy system you use when you're sprinting. So I kind of let it go in middle school, but I was reintroduced to it in high school, my senior year. And I actually found an awesome coach. Vincent Henderson used to be on the USA track and field team, and he trained me. And I would say he's a big reason why I was able to get D1 offers after just running one year, senior year.
And you talked about winning the indoor team championship, but obviously indoor and outdoor track. Is there a different way that you approach the outdoor runs as opposed to indoor? And if so, what is the difference?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is going to be the actual track itself. So indoor is the 60-meter. It's actually just a straight. But the 200, it can either be a bank track, which is the ones that are raised up on both sides, so it kind of makes you run in a curve, and it kind of it changes your speed. So if you're going down the slant, you kind of have to put your feet down so you don't fall over yourself because you're going downhill for the last curve. Hmm. So you kind of have to approach your race strategy a little different as far as the 200 goes, but also for the 400 as well. On a 200-meter track. But for outdoor, it's personally my favorite. It's just all gas, no brakes.
I have a few friends on the track and field team, and something that people don't understand is how much of a lifestyle it is as well. Like, we'll go out to cook out after church or something. They're like, no, I can't eat after 10 p.m. or whatever. Can you just speak on that, the lifestyle that you also have to implement when you're on that type of conditioning and with your body?
Oh, yes, sir. It is definitely important. I did learn very quick that you are what you eat, because the quickest way to show what you're eating is to run, and that's, we run all the time. So I really had to focus in on getting water, make sure I had like something green with every meal. Yeah. Making sure I get in protein. It takes a lot of dedication. I had to make my success and what I wanted to the impact I wanted to make on the program very important to me. Had to be more important than anyone else. You know what I'm saying?
So having
that discipline helps.
So you drink plain water? No, like Crown Royal or anything in it?
Kelly, she's an athlete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kelly, did you? She said you are what you eat.
Oh,
Kelly,
yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's,
I think that would be true with Kelly. Would you? Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Maybe, remember, six people. Oh, yeah. It took six people to carry him out of the basketball
stadium. Maybe that's why my high school nickname was Bluebell.
Kenny, you had to be an athlete other than track and field when you were in high school. What other sports did you play?
Oh, yeah, so I did play softball for a couple of years for a rec league. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I was pretty good at it. I was able to run those bases really quick.
I bet you were. And I
could hit. I was a good hitter. The only thing was, I kind of started really late with that. I kind of actually picked it up the same time as track. So
really?
Track really, yeah, it gained my focus. And, you know, the seasons are kind of the same time.
Right. So through most of your high school, you were not participating in athletics. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, sir.
And so you pick all this up your senior year, and you're talented enough to get a Division I scholarship after 1 year running track.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty.
Got it very good.
Pretty impressive. All right, before we run out of time, I know you're a trainer now at Anatomy's Fitness Club. We're very close to Patrick and the guys at Anatomy's, and I'm going to tell you something, okay, that's been brought to my attention. That class that you teach in the morning, the people in that class absolutely love you. They say you're funny, you're kind, you're friendly, you're supportive. You get high marks from your students in your morning fitness class, Kenil.
Yes, sir. I definitely love them. I actually started working with them my last year in school. They were my internship class, and they asked me to stay. They wanted me. They didn't want to see me go once my internship ended and I graduated. And so I was more than joyed to stay. I love them. They're the brightness of my morning.
I don't know that all of them though, Bob, because I heard a couple of them.
Oh, yeah, you know they got to complain.
Oh, yeah, come out of your class going, son of a.
All right, Kenia, the next time my wife says, I can't do that, you tell her, suck it up and do what you have to do. Would you do that for me, please? Because
I can't
say that to her. But
yeah, he doesn't sleep well on the couch.
But you can. Hey, Kenia, delightful to have you on the show, dear. Congratulations on your great career. Best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you so much.
All right. Kenia Seals, everybody. That was fun.
Plain water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
actually pretty good, Kelly. It's the nectar of life.
Well, but you said that that PBR was pretty, although I got to tell you, it was pretty good. That PBR was pretty good. You've been saying that.
He's hopeless.
If you would listen to me more, your life would be a lot easier.
Sam. Yes, Dad.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All interviews are great. Some are especially good. These two young women here today, it's been fun having Malia Grayson and Kenia Seals on the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place to take your children, baseball, softball training, and a great place to visit the pro shop. Great Christmas gift ideas for the ballers in your family. DBAT on Hardy Street. Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Company. I want to thank those great sponsors of our program. All right, let's get to it. News and notes, Dima Mixon.
Yeah, there's a lot of national news today, but I wanted to start with local news, and this is a big, big news for Southern Miss baseball and specifically. D1 Baseball came out with the top 100 programs in the country. D1 Baseball, the premier source for all college baseball. And Southern Miss came in as number 23 in the entire country, and guys, there you go. There's the claps.
Golf claps. Yeah.
I have to say that is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that's not a preseason rating.
No.
Okay, this is just overall program.
Really, I mean, that's a top 25 in the country. I mean, that is
it 300 Division I.
Yeah, 300.
Schools,
300.
And you're ranked 23rd in the country. That's not bad.
That's pretty dang good.
That's pretty dang good.
So congratulations to the baseball team. I feel like we say that a lot. I don't know why, but
I've heard that from a couple of people. Y'all sure do talk about baseball a lot.
Right. All right, so national college football news. This is a development that has just happened over the past couple of hours, honestly. The D1 committee has officially shortened transfer portal windows from 45 to 30 days. So the college football transfer portal window is now shortened from December 9th to the 28th of December, and then in April as well. Now, when a coach is fired, the transfer portal will still open up for the 30 days. So that's still happening. College basketball will open after the second round of the NCAA tournament. And they also, this morning, ended the letter of intents to schools in recruiting. So there's no more letter of intents. So that would be if you're pledged to a school on National Signing Day, you would send in your letter of intent to that school saying you're going to go there. They have eliminated that, which to me is kind of a shocker, at least in my opinion, because now there isn't really any quote-unquote contract that says I have to go there, even if you do quote sign for them on National Signing Day.
Well, there's just as many athletes breaking their promises as there are schools breaking their promises, you know, because a lot of these schools will get these kids to commit their junior year, which is the big year in high school. Your junior year is when you get recruited. All right, well, then let's say they get injured their senior year of high school. Well, then the college comes along and says, well, we don't want you anymore. You know, so there's just been a lot of deal breaking on both sides, so I can see why they did that. Along those same news, Yahoo Sports is reporting today that the Big Ten and the SEC are meeting as we speak, meeting with potential corporate sponsors to develop a 70-team super conference, which would play games only amongst themselves and would no longer play teams.
They're far more than 70 is far more than this in the SEC and the Big Ten. Where are the other schools coming
from?
Well,
one would think that they would be from the other Power Fives, the ACC, the Big 12, and so on. But if they don't do it that way, as we've talked about before, what happens to the to the have-nots in those big conferences, the Northwesterns, the Vanderbilts, the
Vanderbilt is not, you know, they beat Alabama, but they
generally,
are
right?
historically have-not. You know,
Mississippi State is what you're trying to
Well, I was going to say, you know, perhaps Mississippi State, yeah. But if that's the case, then it's what you've been talking about really, Bob, for 3 or 4 years is there would be this super conference, and then schools like Southern Miss and the other conferences would still be called Division One football, but they would have their own championship.
Well, yeah. I'm not as opposed to that as many people, other people are. Personally, I'm not opposed to football. Now, all the other sports, you have to keep it like it is. I think football should be its own thing, though, so I'm not as opposed to that as a lot of other things.
And that's what I advocate, football only. Basketball's fine.
No,
basketball,
and baseball.
Baseball's fine. Yeah.
Southern Miss head coach Will Hall had a chance to speak about the ULM matchup this weekend in Monroe, and here was his thoughts on the Warhawks at practice yesterday.
They were not a bad football team last year either. Now they brought in a bunch of new players, but they had some guys there that could play. Because if you'll remember last year, I think, they got beat maybe on like a 60-yard field goal by App State maybe or something. Like they were in a bunch of games last year and they were close. And then Coach Vince has come in and brought a bunch of life and energy and brought a few, some new players. And they've had a great start to the season.
So that was Will Hall's thoughts, opening thoughts on the Warhawk matchup this weekend. The Warhawks are 6.5-point favorites, home favorites against the Golden Eagles. And, gentlemen, I will say I'm not going to preview my pick, but I do think this is potentially a week for the Golden Eagles to bounce back and get this one in Monroe.
And, Dima, we have Sunbelt Conference football starting as early as
tomorrow night.
James Madison
is taking on Coastal Carolina battle of 4-1 teams. So that's going to be a pretty big game.
And you remember last Saturday, Bob, we talked about every single day starting last Saturday, every single day up until Thanksgiving, there will be at least one college football game every single day.
Guys, I have the feeling that the Golden Eagles are going to win the next two games. I think they're going to beat Arkansas State, and I think you're right. I think they're going to go play well, and I think that they're going to bust that bubble a little bit in Monroe.
Well, it's just the thing. If they could just get one, then anything can happen.
There's no telling, right.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to work on that 100-meter dash between you and Kania.
Yeah, well, I think I'm busy that day. In fact, I know I'm busy that day.
Good luck to your Tigers. I'm happy for you, man.
Getting ready to throw the first pitch against those Guardians in Game 3.
When I heard about that their whole team doesn't make what one pitcher on the Astros made, I became a Tiger fan for this.
A bunch of unknowns, but they're playing hard, and I love that.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.